If you're a dedicated public radio listener, then the dulcet tones of longtime journalist Corey Flintoff are familiar to you. Flintoff retired in October after 27 years with NPR. He got his start in public broadcasting at KYUK in Bethel and then for APRN in Anchorage before he was hired by NPR to be a foreign correspondent. Flintoff says his first assignment was in New Delhi, where he had easy access to officials within India's government. But his last assignment in Moscow, not so much. Flintoff says he routinely asked for comment from the Kremlin for every story and was turned down for every story. He also knew it was likely that his phone and computer were monitored. He said he and a Russian colleague were followed by two middle-aged plainclothes police officers recently when they were after a story outside of Moscow.
And we discovered that they followed us everywhere we went. There was even an embarrassing moment for them when we got lost. You know, Kaliningrad is a city of canals and bridges, and we took a wrong turn. And as soon as we realized that we were going the wrong way, we immediately pivoted around and started back across the bridge. And of course, there they were, caught red-handed, and they both had to turn to their cell phones, you know, and pretend to be very, very busy as we passed by.
Did you wave?
No, but we were almost on waving. We were almost on a waving basis by the time we finished up. I would certainly have waved and said hello, but they were having none of it.
So you didn't have to develop some sort of NPR code language to talk to your colleagues in Washington?
No, by and large, you know, I talked about exactly what I was going to do, you know, and whether it was damaging to the Russian government or not. And I never had any feedback from stories before they were actually published. I used to get scolded from time to time by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs when I did something that was particularly uncomplimentary, either to Mr. Putin or to the Kremlin in general. But I was never threatened. They never said they'd take away my visa or anything like that. They just let me know that they were displeased.
Corey, it sounds like a screenplay. Are you planning to write about your adventures and your reporting work in Russia or on a larger scale in some of your other international assignments?
You know, I probably will, but I don't know whether I'll write it in the form of a memoir or a journal or something like that. I think I may find other ways to work that experience into my writing. And one of the things I'm hoping to do is write fiction. So, you know, I've already been trying out a few stories and themes from my travels definitely make their way into the stories.
Why did you decide it was time to retire from NPR?
Well, for one thing, I just turned 70. And I decided that's long enough for a working life and also long enough to work for one company. And plus, there are a couple things. You know, foreign reporting is difficult and tiring because you're basically on call 24/7. You know, you can be called up in the middle of the night and expected to be ready to travel somewhere immediately or, you know, to stay up all night working on a story. And that's quite common for foreign correspondents. So that was difficult. And the other thing is, you know, I met a lot of really promising, really interesting young journalists who are just getting started in Eastern European reporting. I met most of them in Eastern Ukraine, you know, during the Ukrainian war there. And, you know, at a certain point, you have to realize you have to make a place for these people to come to work in a company like NPR.
Well, as we discussed earlier, Corey, you got your start in radio here in Alaska, first at KYUK in Bethel and then for APRN in Anchorage. You've reported from a lot of different states and countries through the years. How does public radio in Alaska compare to the other places that you've worked?
What we said about public radio in Alaska when I was there is still true, and that is that public radio is probably more important in Alaska than it is any place else in the United States. And since I've been working for NPR, I've traveled to a lot of places, including some stations in fairly remote places. But the transportation network in the lower 48 is so good that, you know, there are no stations that are as isolated as the ones in Alaska. There are no communities that need public radio as much as communities in Alaska do. You know, we've got the kind of people who would read the New York Times if they could get it every day, and people who would read the New Yorker, and people who have a need for serious and thoughtful and nuanced journalism. And the way they get it in many Alaskan communities is through their public radio stations.
Longtime NPR journalist and former Alaska Public Radio Network reporter Corey Flintoff retired in October after more than three decades in broadcast journalism.